Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guests, the strong and powerful Kevin Harrington and Mark Tim. Gentlemen, are you ready to do this?
Let's do it, George.
Let's do it, George.
I like it. Kevin is the inventor of the infomercial. He's an original shark on Shark Tank. Mark has been a serial entrepreneur and exponential thinking practitioner for 3 decades. They're the co-authors of Mentor to Millions, Secrets to Success in Business, Relationships, and Beyond. Excited to have you both on. Gentlemen, as efficiently as possible, tell us a little bit about your personal lives and what motivated you to write the book.
I'll start out just maybe a quick story. I've been a serial entrepreneur for 40 plus years. My first mentor I got at a very young age, 11 years old, happened to be my father, Charlie, who mentored me. I've worked inside his bars and restaurants, but mentored me to start my own businesses at a young age. And I had a driveway ceiling business in high school and a heating and air conditioning company in college with 25 employees. And then one day I was watching my cable TV and found out that the channel I was on, Discovery, was a new channel that was only 18 hours a day. And when I found it, I said, 6 hours a day of what? And they said, nothing. And I thought, well, okay, let me fill that airtime. So the early 80s, this is why, as you introduced me, the inventor of the infomercial, I started plugging products onto downtime on TV in the early 80s and did so for the last 38 years now. So we've created amazing brands and products, and from Jack LaLanne and the Juicer and Tony Little Fitness, Billy Mays, Arnold Morris and Ginsu Knives, George Foreman, you name it. We continue to do products at 700 plus products over the last 38 years. And of course, we went public on the New York Stock Exchange and built a $500 million business. But this is then the opportunity to change my life, because I got the phone call from Mark Burnett to be a shark on Shark Tank. And that I did for several years and had a lot of fun participating in all of that. But the bottom line, George, is that I've had many ups and downs in my life as a businessman and an entrepreneur. And fortunately, I was able to secure amazing mentors at the right time. From starting with my father to finance mentors that helped me raise capital, to Zig Ziglar, who helped me learn how to sell and close, you know, secrets of closing the sale was his big push that helped me, and mindset changing. And it's been a fun ride and a great ride, but I would not be sitting here on this call with us, this podcast today, if I did not have amazing mentors in my life. And that's what prompted Mark and I to write this book, to share the journey that he and I take. I'm the mentor, Mark is my mentee, and we have a journey that we go through over a course of time, and there's magical transformations along the way. So that's my quick little overview, maybe a little longer than quick, but Mark,
that's awesome.
I'll let you take it from there. Okay.
No, Kevin, that was fantastic. And so, you know, mine is I'm a serial entrepreneur. I became an entrepreneur so that I could be the dad, the husband, that I could, you know, be there for my family. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs do that. And I left corporate America to do that. And the next thing you know, I find myself busier than I was in corporate America. And so I definitely had some success in business. And like Kevin, I had some early mentors. Zig Ziglar was also an early mentor of mine. And, you know, I had these mentors, and I was using what they had given me to grow businesses and to, you know, really apply everything that they taught me in business. But then I realized one day I'm sitting in my driveway, and that's actually where the book begins, me at the beginning of my driveway, and I don't want to go home. And the reason for not wanting to go home should be I lost money, I went bankrupt, but instead it was because I had a great day. I made all my decisions with confidence, had one of my biggest sales I've ever had. I didn't want to go home because I knew as soon as I got home, it was all going to end. I was going to leave a world of confidence and clarity and enter a world of chaos and confusion. And that's when I knew I had everything upside down. And that's when I knew I needed to rely on my mentors and like Kevin Harrington and Zig Ziglar and start applying some of that at home. We end every chapter in the book. It's got awesome stories about business, and you can learn and scale and grow business, but we also tie it back to relationships and family. And what happened that day is I decided that my family was going to be the most valuable business in the world, that they were going to get the first and the best instead of the last and the least, that the business I was going home to was far more valuable than the business I was going to, regardless of the success I was having in business. And so it changed everything in my life. Now I've got young adult children that traveled with me in business that love the fact that their dad became an entrepreneur. But prior to that, I think they hated the fact that I was an entrepreneur. And that's a feeling that I know a lot of entrepreneurs can relate to, is that they became an entrepreneur to be who they wanted to be at home, but then they're winning in work and losing at home. And so I want to be the CEO of my family and the CEO dad. And then everything I do in business is so that I can do that. And so, and I agree with Kevin, you know, the journey that we took in this book, it's about business. It's about life. It's about relationships. Everybody who reads this book takes something away from it and says, I need a mentor and I want to be a mentor.
Amen. That's all really well said by both of you. And I think that probably everybody can identify with a lot of the things you just said, and you know, particularly with cell phones and social media and constant connectivity, that we're always working and our relationships at home probably do suffer from that. As I was getting ready to talk to you guys, you're both in the public eye, you've enjoyed a lot of success. I was curious what role that you think vulnerability plays in an effective mentor relationship.
You know, I'll tell you this. I'll dive in here and just say that, you know, number one, you've got to be vulnerable to ask for a mentor. Okay, that's one. So many people out there need a mentor and they're afraid to raise their hand. They don't want to get turned down. They're afraid the mentor might be too busy. And so you've got to have some vulnerability there. But then as a mentor, you know, I've learned, you know, Kevin is crazy successful. I mean, just super. You can read about him in Wikipedia and the internet. But I've learned more about his struggles and his failures. Those are the areas where you really learn from a mentor. And so if you want to have a mentor, don't ask them about their success. You can read about that online. Ask them if they failed. You know, the book is filled with stories of challenges and failures. And Kevin is the $100 million man. He's built 20 $100 million businesses, not because everything he does, he's successful, but because he's learned from every failure that he had. That's what you want in a mentor. So you need a mentor that's willing to share with you their failures and be vulnerable. And I think a successful mentor-mentee relationship requires vulnerability on both sides. And so I've got to be vulnerable to him and share with him where my weaknesses are. Where do I really need to grow? And he's got to be vulnerable to me to share his life's wisdom of where he may have been challenged as well. So I think it plays a big role in a mentor-mentee relationship.
You have thoughts on that, Kevin?
I agree. I mean, I think as Mark often talks about, people say, how do you get a mentor? And the point of getting a mentor is raising your hand and saying, yes, I need it. It's almost like it, you know, I have a system of getting things that you want by putting a plan in action. But if you're an entrepreneur and you need help, you're not going to get that help unless you raise your hand, unless you're vulnerable, unless you, you know, ask for help along the way. And that's the first step.
Yeah. I think about any time that I'm talking to people about money, if I'm in front of a room of people or if I'm whatever, and if I don't preface it by talking about, hey, I've made so many of these mistakes, I think people look at me like, who is this guy? He's, you know, is he supposed to be perfect or something like that? But when I am, you know, I say, hey, I've made a lot of these mistakes too, then it really clicks with people. So I have to imagine that that's been to your, what you guys have been talking about, part of your experience as well, is you need to really remove the ego and let people know, hey, nobody is perfect and I can help you get through this stuff.
Absolutely.
So I'm also curious, being that you are both in the public eye with so many demands on your time, and how you go about balancing your family life along with all the different obligations that you have. Are there certain things that you block off time, or do you have a process for doing that?
Yeah, I'm going to let Kevin take that one. I've never met someone busier in my entire life than Kevin Harrington. So I want to hear this answer as well.
Well, so I think it's important to have a balanced life. This is, you know, this is part of the Mentor to Millions process is, you know, Mark is sitting in his driveway and over the course of the book has, you know, this transformation with his family. And I think over my course of being an entrepreneur, I've certainly had some of the same ups and downs of not putting enough time into the family as going so powerfully headstrong into building something that I was involved with. But at the end of the day now, after many years as an entrepreneur, I've come to realize that my family is the most important part of my world. And as Mark says, it's his most important business. And so, you know, I have my calendars for business, but my calendar that takes just as much priority, if not more, is the time that I have to spend with the family, with my kids, with my wife, and setting up calendars for vacations and this and that. It's all part of the schedule, I guess, is maybe one way that I could describe how my world works. So I learned early on because I've been. I've got two kids, one's 33 and one's 22. I had my first marriage was not successful, and Brian, my son, is a product of that. And God bless, he's done an amazing job with me the last 10 years under the umbrella of As Seen in TV, and now the future of digital marketing that we're doing. But I think I learned the mistakes that I made in the first marriage as I was traveling the world and not paying attention to the family like I needed to. And now I think this, as Mark said, failure is something that entrepreneurs go through. You learn from it. And this now gives me a chance to do things the right way the second time around. And I say that I'm batting 50% in the marriage department and one for two. And I think I'm doing okay at this point. So you gotta keep the focus on the family, and that's the top priority.
Yeah, certainly batting 500 is a win most of the time. So it's one of those things that I think that we all know, well, it'd be so great if I could avoid a lot of these mistakes, if I could have the knowledge that Kevin has after going through that first marriage that didn't work out. And that's really what the value, or one of the many values of mentorship, really is. So do you have thoughts on how to get people to actually take and implement the lessons and the knowledge and the wisdom in a mentor relationship?
Yeah, I'll dive in there a little bit too, and just say that you know, here's the thing. We talked about vulnerability. So a mentor needs to be vulnerable. The mentee needs to be vulnerable. But this is the part we didn't talk about, and that is when you get the right mentor, like I did with Kevin. I had to value his time. Okay. His time is valuable. And so I told him his time was valuable. If he would mentor me, I would value his time. And the best way that I could value his time, George, was to be his best student. That's the best thing you can do for any mentor, is to be their best student, to actually implement and act on it. There's nothing more frustrating as a mentor than you set up, you know, say a monthly engagement of sitting down and talking. And the mentor sits down and says, hey, how did everything go that we talked about last time? And you're like, oh, I was too busy to implement. I'll do it next month. But why don't you give me the best thinking you have right now, you know, and I'll just do them both. Well, that's not going to happen. That's probably the last meeting you're going to have with that mentor. And so, you know, so what you really need to do, if you want a mentor to really pour into your life, to really help you, to really be vulnerable, to really share, then you've got to be willing to value their time and implement and be their best student. That is so important in any mentor relationship. And unfortunately, a lot of them don't, you know, they just collect the wisdom. They just collect the wisdom from people in their lives instead of implementing it and seeing if it works. So that's my suggestion is that if you really want to maximize, and by the way, when you become their best student, they find other ways to pour into your life. They want to help you because instinctively, we all want to help each other. You know, Kevin and I's mutual mentor, the whole reason this book got written was because we had a mutual mentor in Zig Ziglar. And I didn't know Kevin. Kevin didn't know me, but we each had Zig as a mentor early in our life. And so that impact that Zig had on us, and it was a particular quote that really inspired both of us. And the quote went, "You can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what they want." So Kevin has been helping other people. I've been helping other people. And as a result of that, we got connected with the children of Zig Ziglar after Zig passed. And the children of Zig Ziglar are who introduced us to each other. And so Kevin and I have this common bond and a common mentor that was teaching us that to be successful in life, you've got to help other people. So we had that synergy, and that's what pulled us together. The name of the book is Mentor to Millions. That's not millions of dollars. That's millions of people impacted. The fastest way to impact millions of people is through mentorship. Having the right mentor, being the best student, and then mentoring other people. And so we are products of our mentor, and his legacy past his death is impacting us, and we're now impacting millions as a result of it. That's the impact of mentorship.
I love it. Well, Kevin and Mark, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
I'm gonna say this. I mean, we've obviously focused a lot here on mentorship, and I think that I go back to my early days as an entrepreneur, and I was egotistical, and I was so confident in my abilities, and I was good at marketing and selling, but hey, getting the sales, that became easy for me. It was the back end, the fulfillment, the customer service, the operations, the finance. And it wasn't until I really sat down and took a look at the assets that I possessed as an entrepreneur, the weaknesses that I had, and then decided that I needed to get mentors and fill the slots with dream team members that could help me become a more successful entrepreneur. And so this is what I started doing. It took me about 10 years in as an entrepreneur. So I'm not going to say I'm the smartest guy that did it, but the good news is now for the last 30 some years, I've been executing on the formula of bringing in very powerful mentors in my life and dream team members, as I call it, to help support my business and my future and this and support the strengths that I have so that they're, you know, the chain is as strong as the weakest link. So this has been near and dear to me, and Mark and I have, you know, wanted to get this message out to the world. So I think that's sort of my when people grab me running through an airport, hey, I saw you on Shark Tank, give me one good tip as an entrepreneur what I should do. That's it. Support your network, your people, your company with a great mentoring group and a dream team group of folks that can help support you and supplement your weaknesses as an entrepreneur.
Like, that is great stuff. That definitely gets, come on.
Come on.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? How can people engage?
They can engage. We set up, Kevin and I set up a URL here recently called kevinmentor.com. And the reason we did it is because if you go there, you'll learn a little bit more about our book, and we'll send you to go buy the book wherever books are bought, okay? Amazon, Barnes & Noble, doesn't matter. But then if you'll come back and show us that you bought the book, Kevin and I have committed to doing 30 days of mentorship with you. So imagine having an original shark from Shark Tank. You're watching Shark Tank. You're like, man, I wish I had that guy as a mentor. And so 30 days of mentorship with Kevin and I. And after those 30 days, you're going to have the habit of mentorship. You're going to want to have mentors in your life. You're going to want to be mentors for other people. So 30 days of mentorship, go to kevinmentor.com.
Love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Kevin and Mark your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Pick up a copy of Mentor to Millions, Secrets to Success in Business Relationships and Beyond, and then go to kevinmentor.com and take advantage of that 30 days of mentorship. What an incredible deal. Thank you again, gentlemen.
Beautiful. Thank you, George. Take care.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.